This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back in the second hour, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we are here today on Saturday, 28th of September, 2019. I should give out the call-in number, which is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if there's something to add to these horror stories we deal with in these programs. But to just finish up on the vape, these vaping cigarettes and these unfortunate clowns thinking that they're helping themselves. They're worse than tobacco. Just try and cut down on the tobacco. And I say to people, I'm not an expert, but I know plenty of herbalists who've got people off smoking tobacco by testing them on about 10 or 20 different type of herbal teas. And you can get a herbal tea that kind of tastes like a tobacco. It's not actually tobacco at all, but it helps wean people off smoking. It's one of the most effective ways to get off smoking, picking the right herbal tea. But a good herbalist will do that for people. But they're saying about this vaping, the latest statistics come after Food and Drugs Administration. FDA Commissioner Ned Sharpless admitted the agency must do more to stop the deaths of these teen addictions linked to vaping in his testimony before Congress on Wednesday. said vaping-linked illnesses have led to the deaths of 12 Americans in 10 states, the CDC said on Thursday. Okay. Although the outbreak of these mysterious illnesses began in the Midwest, the latest deaths have been concentrated around the South. One death has been reported in each Illinois and Indiana. Well, excessive use of vaping will cause shocking problems. These people have slight lung problems as well when they're snookered. That's probably what's doing it. But the bronchial problems. The Center for Disease Control, the CDC. Now, the people who own the copyright, or what do you call it, on Ebola, right? Said Wednesday it's investigating some 1,000 possible cases of severe pneumonia-like illnesses traced to e-cigarette use, suggesting the 805 reported illnesses on Thursday may be the tip of the iceberg. You bet your life it is. Sharpless said that the FDA will not ban flavored e-cigarettes. Oh, no, no, because the e-cigarette industry is owned by the tobacco industry. That's the reason. Again, big multinational corporations back-ending politicians and government departments, etc. But will soon finalize rules to force the companies to take these products off the market until they're gone through and being green-lighted by the FDA's pre-market approval process. Pre-market, pro-market approval would be more like it. He added, this guy, Sharpless, that while most of the lung injuries are linked to the THC vapes, health officials have not identified a single consistent cause between them. The CDC Deputy Director Anne Suchet said Wednesday before Congress, there will probably be hundreds of more cases. Working with the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and the FDA, the FDA, which don't own any laboratories, how about that, is trying to trace the vapes that have made people sick to their sources, and instead to press criminal charges against their makers, but not against the users. Okay, and final word that says the FDA is not pursuing any actions associated with personal use of any vaping products or interested in the suppliers, said Sharpless. The CDC said, we don't know we don't know cause of the vaping related deaths, really. Well, this has been going on for about 4 or 5 years now. People go around puffing these things, vapes, and they look sick in the first instance. But three shocking. It's worse than mafia killings, these police killings of innocent people. Houston cop who lied about raid that killed innocent couple, he has been charged with murder. And it's at Houston, Texas. The murder of an innocent Houston couple made national headlines earlier this year as police took to smearing their names and threatening those who didn't believe their original narrative. As the months passed, we learned that the Houston Police Department raid on the home of Dennis Tuttle and Regina Nicholas was based on lies and they were murdered for no reason. In May, the case had reached a turning point after the family hired a forensic expert to examine the home and found that there was no evidence the officers encountered gunfire. And moments ago, the cop who lied to obtain the warrant for the raid was charged with murder in the first degree, as the Houston Chronicle reports. Well, that is progress of a kind. But anyway, Chance is in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, Mr. Hello. Barton. You being from Wells, I was curious, what is your opinion of Boris Johnson, by the way? I don't know what to make of him.
Well, I live in Wales. I'm from Ireland originally, but I've lived in Ireland, Britain, Canada, and the States, right? I lived in four countries. I'm from Ireland. But anyway, I've been immersed in the politics of Britain and America since I was 12. Johnson is a shyster, first, second, and last. He's been a proven shyster, a proven liar. He was a journalist, started life as a journalist, and he was kicked out of several publications for making up stories. He's very reckless. He has this affable personality, right? And he won the mayor of London for two terms. He was the mayor of London, which is very hard for conservatives to win the mayorship of London because it's an immigrant city. And he got two terms, eight years in total. And he was quite a successful mayor, actually. But this is a job he shouldn't have. And because because the Tory party are so bereft, totally bereft of any talent, he has come to the top of this. He is a tough fighter, I give him that. But we have the useless Theresa May, who had no interest in getting Brexit, absolutely none. She said, we're leaving, but her basis was leaving Brexit with no exit. But we're in warfare now. Johnson is minus 25 MPs who have been kicked out of his party because they voted against him. They created this bill. 25 of his MPs voted with Labour and created a piece of legislation that banned leaving the EU without a deal, right? We leave with a deal or without a deal. Or a third one, worst of all, we cancel it. We don't leave. This is the warfare going on right now in Britain, right? It's warfare. Okay.
I was wondering if he's serious. He says he wants to get England out of Brexit. He approves of Brexit.
Yeah.
And that's. What do you think about that? I'm curious.
We're way past that point. He's fighting tooth and nail with the European Union to get out of with a deal. If we leave without a deal, it's going to be very difficult for Britain for imports coming in from Dover, from France, the French, and those could cause havoc for us. So we have to leave with a deal, ideally. But ultimately, if there's no deal, we'd leave without a deal, and it'll be reasonably tough for a while. But it's way past the point for he's far against. He's working flat out for this, but he has lost his majority. Therefore, he's been kicked around like a ship on the waves, and it's very dicey where this Brexit will go through at all now, because the opposition, which are Remainers, and also within his own party and within the civil service, the country voted 50, I'll just put this vote in perspective for everybody, voted 52-48 in favour of Brexit. So that was 17.5 million people, but forget about the numbers of people. We've had in recent years Tony Blair formed a government with 37% of the vote right? And it was in power for 4 years. This vote was 52%. That's a very clear majority. But the MPs who represent constituencies, one of them is Stoke-on-Trent, which voted 69%, a Labour constituency. What do you call her? Yvette Cooper represents that constituency, and she is a Remainer. Right? Well, so figure that out. That's the kind. That's the level of treachery we have. Okay?
Wow. Well, same here in this country. Same here in this country. Oh, by the way, I also want to say I appreciate you playing Moon River. I grew up with that song, Andy Williams. I was a young boy.
Yeah.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Yeah, Andy Williams made that song famous, and it's been a while since I heard it. It's a good song. Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the bumper music here is the top of the hour one that we play is Soul Coaxing. It's that top main one, and going on and out of the ad breaks, we use Acker Bilk. It's Moon River. I have the three of them written down here earlier on today. Oof, of them here, Moon River, Stranger on the Shore, and Only You. We do extracts of those three. But that's Acker Bilk, who sadly died.
Extremely relaxing music. Extremely relaxing. Yeah, brought back memories of Moon River.
Go on YouTube there and pull up Acker Bilk and listen to his music. It's quite good. Okay?
Okay, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Barton.
Okay. Talk to you soon. But, holy jihad warfare going on in British politics now, it's just as bad, and the opposition here are as bad as the Democrats, the Labour Party, the communists to their back teeth. Ironically, our good friend who had been on this program last year, Piers Corbyn, the weather scientist, who now has split with his brother Jeremy, who's the leader of the Labour Party, and Piers was a councillor in London way back, and he did some very good work as a councillor. But he has split with him completely now, and they're at war with each other. Because Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour Party, for 40 years of his life in politics, he was 100% against the European Union, right? He gets the leadership of the party there for bizarre reasons, and he turns around and he supports Remain. But it's appalling treachery in this country, but we need an election, and I hope that the electorate will throw out the Remainers, the majority of them. Otherwise, we're in perpetual crisis for years to come. That's what we're facing right now. But it's, as I say, it's that bad. But I'm probably reading these stories in the wrong order. There's one good story about a shocking couple were murdered by a police officer, but now he is being charged with murder in Houston, Texas. And he said, I was halfway through that story, we have not seen a case like this in Houston. Who's this guy? Oh, again, just retract this article slightly. Dennis Tuttle and his wife were killed, and his partner. Reviewing all these cases now in that particular in Houston, Texas. But every week, up on the RBN site, and then what I cover here, an activist post, endless cases, and I'm coming to three really vicious attacks. Some of them killing and some of them maiming people for stopping on traffic stops. And these cops obviously drugged up on drugs as well. But the level, remember Paul Craig Roberts and other people used to be tracking up 8 or 9 years ago, the threshold level for qualifying as a police officer, they were dropping the level. And a lot of them go into the police with criminal records in the first instance. But I don't know what people are doing because they vote for their local sheriff. Isn't that the way in most counties and states in America? What is going on? I can't figure it out. In a heavily armed country like the United States, and where are the militias? Where are they? I don't know. It's just shocking. But this one particular guy has been charged with murder, and there's a long, protracted article here. And it's going all over the place. But this particular guy was charged with murder, and he'll be going on trial for murder of Dennis Tuttle and Roger, his partner, Regina Nicholas. As I said, there was a whole tissue of lies about that. But anyway, this, along with Matt Agorist, again, a very good journalist and researcher and writer, is writing this article. And it says, "Show me your hands. Boom. Cop instantly kills unarmed man over growing weed in California." And he says here, Chino, California, Li Ixwang, Chinese of the 49, was shot and killed by Chino police officers last month as he stood in his home, unarmed, hiding behind the door. Video released this week shows how unnecessary his death was, as the officer shot him immediately. Not a single weapon was found inside the home to justify such a level of force. And the entire raid was carried out over growing weed in a state with legal, which has legalized marijuana weed recently. Despite marijuana being legal in the state of California, police have still raided people for growing it. This is what happens on July 3rd. What happened on July 3rd when police raided a home on the 6800 block of Rock Rose Street. According to police, they were serving a search warrant over an alleged marijuana cultivation operation at the address. Wang and another woman were both in the home, which had hundreds of pot plants inside. Although the raid happened last month, the footage was only quietly released over the weekend, nearly 2 months later. As the footage shows, police announced themselves multiple times as the 53-year-old woman, later identified as Al-Yi-K, walked out. When they asked the woman if anybody else was in the house, the woman shakes her head as if she doesn't understand them. As officers cleared the home, going from room to room, they eventually come upon Wang, who is hiding behind the door. The cops say, let me see your hands, dude, and instantly fires off a round, shooting Wang in the head and killing him. The officer shot was so fast it appeared to even scare him. And it says what he said, oh, effing S. Still, unarmed officer screamed out after essentially murdering an unarmed man for hiding behind a door. After killing Wang, police then finished the search of the home where they found 1,500 marijuana plants and supposedly $35,000 in cash. They also found the pair had tapped into the electrical grid illegally. This is grounds for killing him, although that was after the event. While it is certainly not okay to steal electricity, this should by no means be a death sentence. However, because police are still addicted to the drug war and raiding people for growing marijuana in a state which it is legal to grow in your home, this is what has happened. And according to authorities, the shooting is now under an investigation by San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. Adding to the disturbing nature of this government-sponsored killing is the fact that this cop is still on regular duty. According to Chino Police Sergeant Nancy Franklin, the officer was placed on administrative leave for 3 days and was allowed to return to duty afterwards. The footage was only released because of a bill signed just days before by Governor Gavin Newsom, which set a tougher set of legal standards for deadly use of force by police officers and sheriff's deputies throughout California. Apparently, however, it is not tough enough to keep the killer cops off the street for more than 3 days. And that when police can raid a home because the owners are growing a plant and then kill one of the people in that home who was unarmed and posed no threat and return back to work just days later, we have a serious problem. The officer is clearly a danger to society, like all the rest of them. But that one, and it gets worse. And it's that police chief commits... oh, no, go that one on last. And it says, watch cops torture innocent dad in front of kids, pull down his pants and taser his testicles. Right? And it shows this on video, and the still photographs of that here. And it said, horrifying video shows officers pull over innocent family, savagely torture the father in front of the kids, even pulling down his pants and tasering his testicles. And this happened in Glendale, Arizona. Okay, we go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio station, the State Board unanimously voted Wednesday to initiate disciplinary proceedings, which was not condition of them, after a Glendale officer who kicked a handcuffed man in the testicles, pulled down his pants, etc. What's more, that officer, Matthew Schneider, also stands accused of falsifying the reason for the stop that sparked the horrifying violent encounter in the first place. Okay. We got another caller today, Ken in New York. Hello. Hello, Ken. May I?
Hi, don't be there. Okay, Jim, yeah. When you mentioned that shooting in Arizona before, was that Philip Brailsford? Was that the guy that he shot a kid begging for his life with an AR-15 automatic?
No, that's another story. There's a fourth one. I just couldn't print that one down. I have three stories here today, but that one, that's up on the, I think, in the, is that up on the RBN website? I think it is. But, no, there's no evidence.
It might have been
every.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Happened about a year ago, I think, or more than a year ago.
Uh-huh. Well, every week there's at least three or four stories I could read out about this. And I said, can you explain to me what are the American people doing to allow this to go on? The fact that it happens and then police not charged with murder are absolute vicious assault. What is going on? What is wrong with people? Are they that heavily sedated?
What I think is, why isn't there an uprising? The juries, they take these people before juries, and the juries let them go.
No. Whoa. Most of these things never go to trial. Are you kidding? Well, most of the stuff I'm reading out one or two today, but majority don't go to trial. It's just the local attorney, what do you call it, the city attorney, whatever, prosecutor, makes the ruling, and that's it. That's actually what happens if you're watching these stories. And activist posts cover them all the time. And I think in 2018, or in the last 5 years, 4,000 people have been murdered by American police. Right? Not in a shootout with criminals. These are mostly innocent people. And hardly anything taken against the police involved.
I understand that. I should correct myself. What I meant is the ones that do go to trial. The Philip Brailsford one went to trial, and they let him go. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, if the people don't rise up on that thing, they're not going to rise up on anything. They're just going to end up in a FEMA camp when the economy collapses. That's what's going to happen. Because the UN Agenda 21 is about wiping out 80 to 90% of the world's population. And the biggest attack will be in America. So that's I don't mean to be abusive to you or to anybody else, but this is Armageddon bearing down on people. This is, in a heavily armed country like America, to let police go around beating up people, killing people, it's about the same as Stalinist Russia right now. That's how bad it is.
I think that when the time comes, I think that the people that have the guns are going to outnumber the police and the politicians. And
I hear that all the time. I don't believe they'll even have enough ammunition. First day of shooting, they'll use all their ammunition, and that won't happen unless people are trained, etc. In terms of having these militia, the armed divisions of government, police, alcohol, tobacco, and the Homeland Security, who have billions of rounds of ammunition and armed to the teeth, the BLM, and the American people haven't got a chance, even though there's supposedly so many guns around. I don't see it happening. I hope it does, but as I say, we're uprisings that should have happened by now have not happened. Thomas Jefferson said it'd be a very successful country that didn't need an uprising every 25 years. He said a blood sacrifice to keep, he didn't use the word democracy, to keep a civilized society and to keep government under wraps, It's meant to be a limited government in a constitutional republic, right? But there you are.
I don't think it's broken down to that point yet. People, when people are not able to go to work anymore and things really start, I think it would have to be a lot more a breakdown in society than what we may have seen so far.
I see. Well, okay.
I want to ask you one other question. I'm just curious about Ireland. Mm-hmm. When you talk about the EU and Ireland, is there a distinction between Southern Ireland and Northern Ireland when it comes to the EU?
Well, there wasn't up to this Brexit vote. Hang on there. I'll answer that after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AR Outfitters.
Okay, very good. We're coming again. Anyway, we're talking to, briefly, Ken in New York, isn't it? Yeah. You asked me about Northern Ireland, right?
Yes, I suppose the distinction between the two.
Yeah. Well, they're two separate territories. Ireland is a very concise, small island, 32 counties. Northern Ireland is only 78 miles by 80 miles, and the Republic of Ireland is five times bigger. But when they were both jointly in the European Union and the peace agreement that came after the conflict in Northern Ireland in 1998, there's two totally controlled different territories, one by Britain, one by Republic of Ireland, right? They're separate. But the European Union was common to both. Therefore, the border, which there's no physical border, was seamless. But now a new border is being created by Britain leaving the European Union, and it is a complicating factor. And it's called the backstop, where they will it'll continue. There will still be a seamless border, but it is a slight problem to manage it. Right, it really is. So that is causing a problem up to the peace agreement. It really is. It wasn't intended. It's the unintended consequences. That's the position right now. With Britain, the people in Northern Ireland, the people of Britain, the people of the Republic, want the same no border checks at the border, right? It's a seamless, invisible border. So that's a big part of the row that's going on between Britain and the European Union at the moment. But it's quite complex to exchange, but nobody wants to upset the peace agreement. That's for sure. But it will cause problems if Britain leaves without a deal, right? That's the factor. But to go into all the ramifications of leaving the European Union, it's quite complex. 43 years of 60,000 laws. It's very hard to untangle those, you know. And some of the other thing, as I was saying to John Stadtmuller when I was on the program a few weeks ago, Britain has a Supreme Court now, only 20 years ago, but it does not have a written constitution. Britain has hundreds and hundreds of constitutional law, but it doesn't have a written constitution. And that has bedeviled these negotiations. And they're seeing it now. People begin to see that as a problem now. And to set up a Supreme Court for the first time 20 years ago without a written constitution was insane. But you can thank Tony Blair for that. But that's me being very rough and ready with the answers, okay? So there's, that's thrown a little bit of light on it for you.
If the UK were to leave, it would, all of Ireland would leave with it.
No. You have to have a map of you'd have to get a map in front of you. England, the mainland of Britain is England, Scotland, and Wales, right?
Okay.
And Ireland is North and Ireland. Northern Ireland is also part of Britain, overseas, and then you've got the Republic of Ireland in the south, which is Ireland and such. So no. That's not the case. But it's Britain will leave supposedly anyway. But if it leaves with a deal, it'll be much easier. But if they leave without a deal, it'll be a complicating factor for North and Southern Ireland. That's the best way I can put it, without going into a lot of issues.
Okay, I give up. Thank you for taking
Get a map. Print down a map for yourself on the internet. We're showing the borders, then you'll understand it. Okay. Right, you are. Talk to you soon. But anyway, it's... Brexit, our running sore and nightmare. 3.5 years of this crap going on now, and it's blocking politics and many, many issues like 5G and other things that are going on in Britain, LED lighting, smart meters, etc., etc. And not a word. It's the grand solar minimum? Forget it. The BBC, that doesn't exist. They're too busy saying that the polar ice caps are melting, telling barefaced lies, and pumping out the agenda of the United Nations. That's what the BBC news editorial policy. I'll just refer back to somebody we lost today. Well, he just retired from radio. One of the finest current affairs political interviewers and reporters on the BBC ever. Charles Wheeler was one 20 years ago. But John Humphreys, who was one of the best interrogators you'll ever see, would wipe the floor with politicians and interrogate them like the most vicious interrogation you've ever seen. He, 76 now, retired after nearly 50 years at the BBC, and he used to do the morning radio program on Radio 4. That's the top-line quality, one of the four radio stations of the BBC, Radio 4, on 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. every morning, 5 days a week, or 6 days a week, I think. And he finally retired, but he's a terrible loss to current affairs and for absolutely sifting out, interrogating, and which is I spent a lot of my life doing, the truth out of politicians. But John Humphreys, in the Daily Mail, have serialized his book where he rips the BBC apart. He's now free to speak. But even when he was under the kind of constraints of working with the BBC, he was the number one interrogator. He and Jeremy Paxman, who was on, used to be on Newsnight, but there's none of the reporters now worth a damn. They're all rabid remainers, and they don't understand the European Union. They're stupid. But my prediction is the European Union won't exist in 10 years. It'll collapse into multiple civil wars, and modern-day civil wars are guerrilla warfares. And what's going on in France, which we'll be dealing with definitely for 2 hours next week with Georgia Poulikin, who is fairly good English, and we're setting up the program for so make it easy. And we'll go over what's going on in France as an example. Okay, that'll be next week on the Varden Report. But I've now jumped off this article. I don't want to go back through it too much. Glendale, Arizona, release showed this Arizona cop tasering a man 11 times. And according to the reports, Schneider is found to be in violation. What a joke. Which by any rational person's view, he is. The Arizona Police Standards and Training Board. They have all these poxy organizations, but nothing happens. Who opened the investigation will revoke his license. Oh dear, how about doing a sentence in jail? Again, this article beats around the bush, and it's written on the 29th of the 23rd of August 19. This was originally written, but the police body cam evidence is comprehensive. I mean, there's no point in talking about anything else. And another one before we go on. There's two more police stories. Police chief commits suicide as he's being arrested for forcing woman to have sex for her freedom. And it shows a photograph of this creature. And it says, Martin, Texas. As Texas Rangers arrived at the home of Marlin Police Chief Nathan Sodek to arrest him on Friday, the 30-year-old top cop allegedly pulled his gun and took his own life. Should we be sorry? The warrant being served by the Rangers for Sodek's arrest was on for the alleged sexual assault of a suspect. Well, we're all suspects, aren't we? The chief forced to have sex with him for her freedom. According to the report on KWTX, Ken would know who they are, Ranger Radio, Rangers arrived at his home in Bruceville Eddy to serve warrants for having sex with a 35-year-old Czech factory suspect who told investigators in a sworn statement she felt like she had no other option but to have sex with him if he didn't want to go to jail. According to her sworn statement, the woman told authorities that she felt powerless and helpless to this entire situation. The unarmed woman was arrested earlier this year for attempting to cash a check from the account of a deceased person. However, she was released the same day and told to return to the Marlin Police Department the next day. Police offered her a chance to beat the charges by serving as an undercover informant. According to the statement, she was told that if she went and made a buy from these dealers that I wouldn't have to worry about the warrant. They were setting her up as a drug mule. During the entire time of the buys, the chief was messaging me, telling me how beautiful I was and how he wanted to go out with me, etc., etc. The inappropriate texting would eventually turn into full sexual assault. However, when the chief had the woman meet him at Martin City Park to discuss another undercover buy. Instead of discussing the buy, the chief pulled out his you-know-what and, according to the statement, proceeded to rape her. And after it was over, the woman claims the chief dropped her off at a gas station and told her nobody needs to find out about this. While the chief was certainly innocent until proven guilty, his actions today, he was going to be arrested, imply otherwise. Okay, this guy committed suicide. And the article goes on and on and on, and says that the woman's terrible situation is described, etc. But in May, TFTP reported on a case of a police officer in Mississippi who was accused of repeatedly sexually assaulting a child in his patrol car and filming it. When a warrant was announced for his arrest, Jackson police officer James Holland drove his car down at 12:20 at the highway and killed himself. Okay, another suicide. Okay, but anyway, police carry on in America non-stop. And finally, the final story. This is bizarre beyond words. Man gets 99 years in prison for kicking at a cop as a child murdering cop walks free. Right, and who's writing the Matagoras again, covering this story. And it shows a photograph of the guy in the car, subject being arrested, and he just kicks out at a police officer. And this is hard to believe this. Denison, Texas. Several of these stories based in Texas and Arizona. The Free Thought Project has reported on, quite literally, thousands of instances of police officers hunting or killing citizens. They're hurting or killing citizens, many of them entirely innocent. In the overwhelming majority of cases, the officers are not charged with a crime, and most of those keep their jobs. If those roles are reversed, however, and assistant dares fight against a police officer, the citizen will face punishment every single time. A Texas man learned this the hard way this week after being sentenced to 99 years in prison for kicking a cop. This is unreal. The incident happened in April this year when Donnie Mills, 59, was allegedly speeding down Highway 91 in Denison, Texas. Denison police officer Chris Bell pulled Mills over and claimed to smell alcohol off his breath. According to Bell, Mills, the defendant, admitted to drinking earlier in the day. Despite admitting to drinking, Mills was not immediately brought to jail. Instead, he was taken to the local hospital to have his blood forcibly drawn from him to determine if he was drunk. While Mills was being dragged through the hospital, he became agitated and told Officer Bell that he was going to put him on the ground and F you. He said Mills was in handcuffs at the time, so there was no real threat. As Mills was being loaded into a gurney, however, barefoot and angry, he swung his leg out at Mills and reportedly kicked him in the face. Since Mills was laying down, intoxicated, and his handcuffed behind his back and barefoot, the kick was little more than a light shove. In fact, Officer Bell was not seriously injured and required no medical attention. As the video showed, the kick didn't even deter Bell from continuing to strap the drunk man to the gurney. Nevertheless, Mills was charged with DUI, assaulting an assault of a police officer. This week, the court handed down an unprecedented sentence of nearly a century behind bars. As Mills is already 59, this means he will spend the rest of his life in prison for kicking Officer Bell. This is like something out of Honecker's Germany. Yes, we agree that kicking someone is assault. Yes, we also agree that Mills should be held accountable for kicking the officer, but sentencing a man to 99 years in jail for kicking a cop so lightly that he didn't even need. Well, I presume that will be appealed. The Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution states excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. A 99-year sentence for kicking a police officer while having your blood forcibly drawn is, for all intents and purposes, cruel and unusual punishment. So to justify this insanity, however, the district attorney brought up Mills' past, which dates back decades. He has a 40-year criminal history, blah, 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 blah. Okay, and it goes on and on and on and on, the article. It's not far too long-winded in this soundbite society we live in. The Mathagoras should know better. So we'll have to keep an eye on that story. And that was written in September 26, just a few days ago. That's the end of the police stories. But a shocking, shocking state of affairs. Ooh, it's just no end to it. We'll do a few 5G stories in a minute. But one or two slightly lighter ones. Children. Okay. Kids prefer books to screens on school. Yeah. This thing of tablets. Children are preferring to read books than look at tablets, electronic tablets. It says here, kids prefer books to screens. So school bans iPads and brings back textbooks. Well, that sounds like a bit of progress. And B.N. Frank is writing this article. More research and more experts warn that excessive screen use is not good for kids and for a variety of reasons. Silicon Valley, a.k.a. the inventors, have been sending their kids to private low-tech schools for many years and limiting their use of tech in their homes. Most recently, it's been reported they've been going to desperate extremes to shield their children from screens, like spying on their nannies. Unfortunately, many public schools have become high-tech, and that, of course, requires excessive amounts of screen time. Thanks to healthy, that's teachers opting out of their responsibilities, basically. Okay. Thanks to Healthy Food House, whoever they are, for reporting about one private school in Australia that traded in their tech so students could learn. You could learn happily ever after. So nowadays, technology has become one of the crucial aspects of living, and youngsters are becoming growingly dependent on their high-tech devices. This made numerous schools incorporate them into classroom, and numerous parents believe they are essential for modern education, etc., etc. But anyway, the article goes on and on and on. But again, tech, just moving back to books, reading books. Okay, we go to this break. I'll be back in a few minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Good, and we're coming back in from the break, just in a short section before the top of the hour. But this LGBT, and all the rest of it, to carry on, that's again, it's relentless. And all these cretins wearing, even the Minister for Health wearing an NHS, National Health Care badge, was surrounded by the multicolored rainbow colors, you know, the six colors of the LGBT. And I was driving out of Sainsbury's supermarket the other day, that's one of the big supermarket groups here. And on the curve running out of a filling station on the road, there's a big banner saying, "We support LGBT agenda." I mean, go to hell. I mean, that's for saying that, Ken, it isn't 0.001% of the population. And the school's running with this, and it is outrageous. I mean, how gullible people are. I mean, talk about mind control of people. It's shocking. But this article here is saying Equality Act pushed by LGBT mafia would allow governments to kidnap children if parents refuse to have them treated with castration chemicals. and Ethan Huff writing this article for Natural News, and this flag, as you see everywhere now, it's, he's saying here the Democrats are pushing really hard to get the so-called Equality Act. And isn't that a great phrase, equality? No, it isn't. It's the Persecution Act. Also, as a House Resolution 5 signed into law following its passage by the U.S. House of Representatives back in May 17, 2019. And if they're successful, parental authority over children in America will pretty much cease to exist. If ratified, the Equality Act will so fundamentally and radically change civil rights laws that any objection to transgender mutilation and chemical castration, as one example, included by children's own parents, will be deemed as illegal discrimination, and the same way that refusing to service to someone on the basis of her sex is unlawful. A thought analysis of the bill by various pro-life and pro-family organizations has revealed that the Equality Act, which has brought to bear thanks to the aggressive pro-LGBTQ changes that were made by the Obama administration, will do the following. Force faith-based hospitals, physicians, and nurses to perform, assist, or otherwise participate in abortions, or else lose their medical licenses and freedom to practice or operate care businesses. Require that taxpayer dollars be used to fund abortions with no restrictions. Mandate that all entities that provide health care for pregnancy and childbirth also perform abortions as a medical related condition. And force men and women to share private intimate spaces like restrooms, locker rooms, and health clubs. Punish Catholics and Christian schools for having single-sex sports teams by disallowing them from competing against public school sports teams, which no longer be allowed to have discriminatory sex teams. Discriminatory. Being male or female is discriminatory. Wow. Okay, we go to the top of the hour break, and we'll be back in the third hour. Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.